Feeling the presence of the body, the flow of the breath. Listening to the sound of silence. Composing the mind here in the present. Bringing the attention to this reality. How this moment feels. In a retreat environment, life is about as simple as one can make it. For those of us on retreat, there's this gentle, quiet rhythm, sitting, walking, coming and going. The managers, the cooks look after all of the practical details. Held in this environment of care and reliability, simplicity. Everything is as quiet, even, spacious as possible. So this simplicity of environment provides us with a wonderful opportunity to look, to explore. How does this life work? How does the mind work? How is it that we create difficulty for ourselves? How is it that we find peace, clarity? How does it work? So the spaciousness, quietness, simplicity of this living situation, this is a wonderful, a unique opportunity to be able to explore carefully, thoroughly. But we don't have to perform as a person. We don't have to be a mother or a father, a teacher or a student. We don't have to produce anything, achieve anything. It's just the simplicity of being, following the rhythms of the routine. That's all. And not having to perform as a personality is a rare opportunity in our life. You can just be blob number 5, row 3. Doesn't really matter if you're a woman or a man, or old or young, healthy or sick. It's kind of immaterial. No one cares about your hairdo, whether you're balding, what your weight is, where you bought your socks. Who cares? Doesn't matter. Whether you've got a PhD, or if you're a doctor, or you're a failed banker, doesn't matter. This kind of simplicity is hard to find in the world. So we feel grateful for this precious, beautiful opportunity to be able to look at the deep core of experience. That's the arising and passing away of each moment, the forming of patterns of experience in each moment. How marvelous just to be able to watch sankharas arise and pass away. Feeling, perception, thought, sensation. Just to watch it come, do its thing, fade away. How marvelous just to be able to be in the presence of that. To receive that, know that, to let it go. And to find that quality of peacefulness, clarity and receptivity, to be that heart which receives it all, knows it all, lets go of it all. You don't have to be a man, you don't have to be a woman. You don't have to be clever, sensitive. You don't have to be anything. Just allowing the natural awareness, the knowing quality of your own being, to receive the life that it participates in, that it's an attribute of. Life knowing itself, the Dhamma, aware of its own nature. This kind of stillness and simplicity of environment is very rare. Also, a quietness of mind. We've been together for more than a week, so the mind has probably settled, become more spacious, still, less busy with thoughts and memories, plans, activities. And when we do experience the kind of inner spaciousness, the flow of thought quietening down, it's very appealing. It can be very tempting just to enjoy that bright, spacious, open quality. A day at the beach. Like having a beautifully clear, open, bright, tidy space in which to lounge around. But also, having established this quiet, open, tidy, beautiful space, we can put it to other uses as well. We don't just have to confine ourselves to enjoying the quietness. But like any kind of room, like this shrine room, we can just enjoy it as a simple, open, empty space, bright, peaceful, serene, but we can also go to work in it, put it to some other purposes, use it for other kind of gatherings. One of the ways we can use the spacious, quiet, alert mind is to explore the areas of habitual attachment, identification. Yesterday I was talking about it, the exploring of the I and me and my feeling, using questioning, inquiry. We can also use the same alert, spacious environment, its inner quality, to explore particular emotional attachments. Long-lasting grievances, old heartbreaks, current resentments, fears, a jealousy, a longing, a grief for a lost loved one, most of us probably have some aspect of our life where there's an emotional sticking point, one kind or another. The rift with your children, or the fear of loss of your children, not having had children, or having had children. Never having joined the monastery, or having joined the monastery. Areas of our life where, when we look at it or when it arises, there's an emotional charge, where all sankharas are empty, they arise and pass away, except for that one. You know, that one real thing where we get a reaction, that dark blot on our past, that painful heartbreak, that sullen resentment for someone close to us or some more political figure, something distant in time or something immediate, whatever it might be. We know for ourselves those patches of our world where we get stuck. And we can use meditation just to put those aside and put them in another room, store them away in a cupboard and leave it. But it's still there. So a retreat environment like this is a good opportunity to explore this kind of unfinished business as well. Taking the skeletons out of the closet, inviting them out. One simple and direct way of practicing with this kind of emotional attachment, whether it's a love or a hate, a fear or a resentment, whatever it might be, beginning by establishing the attention in the peace, stillness of the present moment, bringing the mind to as much quietness as possible, then in a conscious and clear way, just bring up the particular area of attachment. Say it's a fear of your own death. Just to bring out the words, yeah, one day I will die. No need for an extra commentary or complicated story. If you're remembering an old heartbreak, a broken marriage, resentful feelings, you don't have to create a whole story. Just to think the word him. You know the rest. There's no need to reiterate the plot and the what she did and what I did and when he said that. I can leave that all aside. Just taking a simple word or an image, a face, to trigger pattern of emotion. Sadness, longing, resentment, anger. So in the space and the quietness of the mind, we deliberately invite that in, like dropping a seed crystal into a solution. Invite that in, and then watch the reaction. Again, not buying into the stories, the shoulds and shouldn'ts, the maybes, the what-ifs. But when that emotion is launched through the memory or the image, the idea, feel that in the body. If it's anger, resentment, where is it? What is its texture? If it's grief, regret, where is it? How do you feel it? Is it heavy, light, hot, cold, tight, agitated? And to feel the presence of that emotion in the body. Again, not adding a commentary to it, not making anything of it, not trying to do anything with it. Just having launched that, just let it be known as a sensation. Well, however it might be, whatever shape it might take. This is the feeling of grief or fear, the feeling of resentment, indignation, the feeling of longing. No more commentary than that, just to bring the attention to the very feeling itself, the sense in the body. To receive that, know that, accept that as it is. And having allowed that in, welcomed that in, then after a few minutes, consciously allow yourself to let go of it, releasing and relaxing that feeling, letting it dissolve. We can use the out-breath, the feeling of the exhalation. We can use that as a way of supporting the releasing, letting go, relinquishing. And when we use this kind of practice, it's important just to stay with that process of letting go, relinquishing, until the emotional state is quite dissolved. To stay with it, till it's fully exhausted, run its course. Finally breathed its last. And then, when it's finally let go of, let the attention stay with that spacious, open, empty quality. The same as the space where you began. Stillness, silence, spaciousness, where the thing was launched from in the first place. So in this way, you're starting at zero and coming back to zero. Watching this feeling, this emotion, mood, being born, rising up out of the waves, coming into being, doing its thing, and dissolving, disappearing back under the waves again. We've watched the whole cycle. And during the course of that cycle, we've received and accepted, known that quality in its actuality, in its simplicity, So on a very direct, personal level, that emotion, and thereby the source of that emotion, has been accepted, received. And to some degree, the heart is in tune with that. The heart is able to see the Dhamma, the natural quality of that emotion. It's not seen as something wrong or bad, unwanted, or as burdensome. It's just a pattern of nature coming into being, doing its thing, dissolving. Now, when you use this kind of practice, if you wish to, you might find that it takes 5 seconds to launch a particular emotion and then 45 minutes to let go of it. Like starting a fire, you just light a match, woof. Then it takes 3/4 of an hour for it all to die down and fade out. If that's the case, no problem. But it's important in this to stay with it. Once it has been launched, to stay with it till it reaches its natural ending, until the fire is faded, died down, gone out, so that the whole cycle is experienced, fully known as it is. So in this way we both learn to receive and know the emotional attachments that are there. But we're also learning not to take it personally. To see this heart is capable of experiencing love and hate, attachment and loss, success and failure. These are all part of the heart's repertoire. And in that acceptance, their nature as being part of the world, attributes of Dhamma, is fully known. So if you wish to use this kind of method during the day, it's one useful tool if you prefer to leave those areas of your world quiet for the time being. That's fine too, that's your choice. But this can be a useful way to address the unfinished business of our life. The areas where we create ourselves, create others, carry that around in a whole pile of excess baggage. So it can be useful. We're not inflating or looking for a self, trying to create a me out of random events of the past or aspects of our world, but just looking to see where those self-creations habitually happen. Looking, seeing, and helping the causes for them to be removed, to dissolve, to free the heart.